Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life that you haven't been able to figure out with your own brain. And this allows you to connect with your guidance to the universal brain so that you have a deep understanding of whatever is going on and whatever it is you need to let go of. So if you have any questions for me today, you can give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And I do now also have the chat room open. Okay, time to get started. So we will go to our first caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara, it's Jessica. Good morning.
Hi,
afternoon.
Jessica.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Well, I had a burst of frustration, and I've just been waiting for your show to start, and I'm like, I don't know if I even care. And I sort of calm myself down, and there's things going on. I don't know what questions to ask. I sort of have like career stuff and love. With career, I have been making a lot of phone calls the last couple weeks, seeing if I can, if someone, something would spark for someone, like a partnership or someone to help me get to the next level. And I just had a meeting last night and nothing has really come from any of these conversations. And I just kind of find myself sitting here being like, all right, I'm going to surrender to what is. What am I learning here? What's the lesson? And maybe there's something else that I can do rather than looking for other people to help me. Although I do know it is partnerships are key for me right now. So maybe you could speak to something around that. I think that would be my question. What can I do? What am I missing here? Or what's good about now or something along those lines.
And what I'm hearing is the words let go. Okay. It's like you're doing this work because you think this is the work that you need to do, you know, to establish this partnership, but you're also putting putting pressure in there. Pressure on yourself. This is your way of proving that yes, you are ready to move forward in your life, and this proof, and when no one calls you back, then there's no proof, and that brings you the despair because obviously you're not good enough, because otherwise they'd be pulling you back and you'd get the proof that you need it. But it's all because you have this energy wrapped around the connections that you're trying to make that says, this has to work. This has to work. This has to work. You need to let that go.
So, well, people are calling me back, but they're just saying, like, I don't know, or something along those lines, you know, like they don't have any resources for me, they're claiming. So I will go back to the surrender and the letting go. And with that said, I guess then there's just like an anxiety that has come up recently because it has been several weeks. And, you know, I guess the money stuff is sort of pulling me in a little bit. And, you know, this relationship came into my life like a romance thing, and I was like, okay, I'll spend my time like hanging out with him and just sort of learning that aspect, let me enjoy that. But things aren't really working out with him anyway, and that's frustrating me too. So I said, okay, I'll focus back on my business. Like, I sort of have like, you know, it's like in a way I have like nothing to do. Like, my life is not fulfilling like I feel like it should be, you know, so I'm not obsessing on this thing or that thing. So it's like, well, then make something of your life, like move your dreams forward. It's like a cycle.
Yeah, you've got those expectations, and then when you don't get those expectations met, it brings up the frustration and all of the other stuff, and then that brings up more frustration and makes you look again at your expectations. And you're in that cycle of creating.
Come back to me, Barbara. You're fading. It sounds like you walked away from the phone. You're like, and I'm done with this conversation. I will walk away from it.
I'm wearing a headset. No matter where I go, it should sound fine.
It's better now. Yeah, you're closer to the phone now or something.
That is so weird. Okay.
Yeah. I will organize my files as I'm talking to you.
I was actually looking to make sure the dog was okay outside. All right, so we need to do some clearing work around expectations, and there may be some other stuff that gets thrown in there too. So let's just go ahead and do it. Here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for really letting go, of expectation? An expectation that means so much. There's just so much. Oh, there's so much clutter around the word expectations in your life. And when you are in expectation, you don't relax. You don't allow. You're not open. It makes you tense. It takes you to a place where you don't really want to be. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of those tensions, all of those knots, all of those hidden places connected with expectation, and all of that energy that you've taken on from all of those people, because your family's put on expectations too. And just take all of that stuff and expand it so it's a trillion times to the universe, so that it's not living in you. And it's opening you up to being, just being, even in those moments when you have no idea what being means. You have no idea what to expect. You have no idea how anything is going to work. And your brain is trying to figure out how everything is going to work. This gives you space to just be. Because the answers are not going to come from your brain. And you know that. And so it's clearing all of that brain stuff out there too. And it's not that you don't have an absolutely wonderful, beautiful, incredible brain. But that's not what your brain is for. So taking you out of that belief that you have to think up every answer. And it's opening up more and more of that trust. And that energy that just allows you to be you without all of the identifiers that you've been receiving all of your life. So many people have told you who you are and what you're supposed to do and all of that. Ooh, it's being expanded and released too. Because nobody else has the right to tell you who you are. So it's like we are just taking away all of those things. But really, you shouldn't have accepted to begin with, but you did, and so it's okay, and it's just taking it away. You're just letting it go. Letting go of anything that defines who you are. And this completely clears you out to create yourself. And it takes you to a whole different level of being. If you are willing to accept it. Yes.
Yes.
It's the next step. Okay, how does that feel?
I feel more calm. I guess there's like still there's confusion coming up because you know, it was like I was hanging out just being, you know, I've been playing with this idea, can every day I just, you know, what I would call hang out. I mean, sometimes I'll be guided to do something with work or to reach out to somebody, but a lot of the days, like I'll watch a movie or I'll just go for a walk and I'll get back into that routine. And I said, like, hey, I wonder if I could actually live my whole life like this and make a lot of money. And I'm like, I think that's possible for me just to stay in the flow. Like sometimes I'm really super motivated to do stuff in my business, and I guess a lot of times I'm really not a lot of other times. And, or at least now, we'll just say right now, because there are times that I'll work for hours and hours. I'll be so like focused and inspired. I don't know, for me to go back into that, it sort of feels like I make myself like, for the lack of, I actually won't say that, but, let me see if there's another way I could say this. It just sort of makes me feel muted, we'll say that. Like I have to sort of mute myself a little bit because I feel this energy coming up that I want to do something, that I want to move forward with these ideas I have. I want to live that great life and that whole rah-rah coaching lifestyle. I think that we all are around and live or whatever of like, okay, well then stop sitting on your ass. Like, do something then. So I don't know. That energy kind of comes up, and then what am I supposed to do? Just breathe through it if I have no... I mean, I don't know. I don't want to keep going into the frustration. But I don't know what to do when that energy comes up, when it's like I want to do something rather than just dream about it.
Okay, so we're going to do a little bit more clearing based on what you said. As you're saying things that they've been showing me this week, you always find whatever it is I've been seeing this week, and that's what you end up talking about. You're just amazing. Okay.
Thank you.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for giving yourself complete permission to release all of the frustration, the verbiage, the inappropriate beliefs that keep you from moving forward in your life and experiencing complete success and prosperity? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So what this is doing is it's taking you to a blank slate where you are choosing in each moment what you are creating, and you've let go of what everybody else told you, no matter who it was that told you. You're letting go of all of that. You're letting go of everything that everybody said you're supposed to do, everything you decided you're supposed to do to be more like whoever it is you decided you wanted to be more like that type. You're just letting go of all of that. You're clearing all of that out. That's part of what this beautiful new energy is doing with everyone. It's bringing up everything that you need to let go of so that you are becoming a new person. You are completely overhauling yourself. So it's like, you know, when one of those mechanical people works on an old car and they strip it down to just the shell and then they rebuild it. And that's what you're doing with you. And then there are times when you're trying to take the old part and put it back and the old part doesn't fit anymore. It just doesn't fit. So you get frustrated because it just doesn't fit. It just lets you stop taking the old parts and try to put them back. You are not creating a life that is like the life you used to live, because that is not who you are anymore. You are creating yourself anew. Okay, how does all that feel?
I like what you said about like taking the old part and trying to put it with the new and it's not fitting. Like that really resonates.
Yeah.
Like I find myself that coming up with this new guy that I met, and you know, I wonder like how I could have a more enjoyable experience with him, because I noticed the old parts of me wanting to just discard him. Like, there's such a pull from my heart to him because he has, like, such intriguing energy to me. And I like being around him. But there's all these, you know, I sometimes I think that he's, like, it was mentioned a couple of weeks ago when I called, like, that he's not on my level, you know, and there's that I'm settling and things like that. But then I have this sort of thought that I feel like he's teaching me, and that anything can happen in this energy. And like I noticed, like, this old fairy tale thinking of mine that comes up that says, well, you know, he might surprise you, and even the things that were bothering you about him don't really bother you about him anymore. And I just, my mind just sort of goes in this cycle, and I say, you know what, I want to keep my heart open to this guy, and then I go do that, and then he's like, it's that expectation, like it's just sort of the way that he texts back and forth, it just like sort of annoys me on like his communication style. And I think, you know, he's like insecure and like he has his own stuff that he's working through. I just feel so sort of I guess a little conflicted about it, you know, like I don't want to go into like what did I do wrong to attract him, because I know that we have every relationship teaches us something, but you know, I've been praying for my life partner. So I don't know. I don't know if this is like a complete fantasy that maybe he can shift if we get closer. Like I don't know what to say. So any comments related to this? It's been very frustrating the last week.
Well, see, part of the reason why it's frustrating is because you're looking at him, you're seeing things about him, you're wondering how can I help him to shift, and if he would only shift, it would all be wonderful. And he is reflecting you. So you should be looking at those things about him that irritate you or that you don't like and letting those go from yourself. He's showing you your insecurity. He's showing you how you are living. He's showing you what you need to clear out of your life. And once you do that, you'll find that things in him don't bother you anymore because they don't trigger you. They only trigger you if you believe them about yourself. So it's not about him. It's about you. That's how we learn in our relationship, by recognizing what we are being shown about ourselves.
Right. So I understand that because I sort of have done a round of this before with a significant relationship in my life. So that I've been sort of playing with that idea. Like, let me do it better this time, you know, or like, let me do it from a more advanced level. I guess, well, when I had called like a couple weeks ago and you and DC had given me, Jesus and DC gave me like a reading about him, it was sort of gave me the impression that this guy is just sort of passing through and that I should have someone that's my equal. And I agree with all these things. And I'm not stepping into the role of being his teacher, you know, very conscious of like stopping myself if I go to do that. So then is it okay to believe in that fantasy? That, I mean, I know the only moment that matters is the present moment, but is it okay to believe in the fantasy of like, hey, if I shift, then maybe this could be something for real? And I don't want to get into the whole conversation that everything is real and everything is significant and all this spiritual talk. You know what I'm asking.
I know what you're asking, and again, you're going into those expectations. You are setting up expectations. That's all that fairy tale stuff is. You're going through everything that you've heard, everything that you've been taught, and thinking, oh, well, maybe one day he'll just, you know, be this wonderful man, and he'll do this, and he'll do that, and it'll just be so wonderful, because you're setting up expectations. You're not actually living in the moment. You are trying to create a future that is better than what you think is now. Even when you're with him, and even if the relationship with him only lasts for 5 more minutes, or if it lasts for 50 more years, it doesn't matter. But when you are living in the moment, you're doing whatever is right for you in the moment. It's not about what's going to happen next. Otherwise, you're living in the future. And since the future hasn't happened, you start getting the anxiety and the frustration because you're trying to live someplace that doesn't exist. Live now. When you're with him, be with him and notice what it is that he's showing you in that moment. And if he's showing you something that you realize you need to clear out of you, take that moment and clear it. And stop trying to create the fairy tale. You don't need to create the fairy tale. Everything is working to create a life that you are going to love. And there are a lot of times when you are actually working against what the universe is trying to bring to you. So live in the moment. Let only the moment be important. Yeah, it's the same way with the business aspects of it. when you are working on the business and you are making the calls and you are talking to people, and once you finish talking to them, you let it go. Because you live in the moment. Otherwise, you're sitting there wondering, well, when are they going to call back, and who's going to accept, and is it going to be something that I can handle, and, you know, how is the money going to be, and blah, 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 which only brings up the anxiety and frustration. But if you are living in the moment, then you don't have all of that. And frankly, you don't need it.
Right. And when I am with him, I'm really enjoying myself, but it's that in-between time. It's like the classic girl stuff, I guess. Although
yeah.
He had mentioned that he goes through that too. So fair enough.
Well, he's human. So are you. We're both learning. Part of the beauty of life.
Do you still think that he's just passing through? Oh, Barbara, that reading stays in my mind.
In a way, everybody is just passing through. Even the people who are around for 20 years, they are still just passing through. You just don't know how long they're going to hang out before they leave.
I feel like that's what I'm sort of trying to come to peace with, because I do understand that people have passed through my life a lot, and I'm glad that I do growth. But with that said, also, I want to create like long-term relationship. All right, I'll just chill out, I guess.
Yeah, because now you have some expectations. Long-term relationships are better than short-term relationships, I guess, because then you get to be nice and comfortable and you're fine with walking around in your torn underwear in front of him or something. But it's not that true, you know. Some of the best relationships you can have are the short-term ones, because you learn so much. And sometimes it's the long-term ones that kind of drag you down, weigh you down. Yeah, make you
stop. I agree with that, too.
So, you know, there's benefits in every relationship, and it doesn't matter how long it is or how short it is or anything at all about it. You are learning in every moment. Let yourself be who you are being. There's so much garbage that... Okay, let's see. Apparently, we're supposed to do some clearing about this. How would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the attachments, the chains, the ropes? Okay, there's all kinds of things that are attached there. All of the attachments to other people that are not based in pure unconditional love. All of those other attachments that just wrap you up and trip you up and hang you and do all sorts of other things to you because you make those attachments important, and they're not. And so this is divine infinity healing energy. It's clearing out everything other than unconditional love, because that is the only important part of it. And the rest of it is just stuff that you're going to learn, stuff that you're going to move through, stuff that you, you know, might see that you can live without, or whatever it is that it's showing you. This divine infinity healing is going to bring you more and more clarity about what is actually important. Understanding that you are you, and you are blessed, and you are loved, and God is providing for you, and your life is not based on other people and what they say and what they do and what they don't do and all of that other stuff. It's based on who you are being. And what you are creating when you are working with the Creator, who is always working with you to create. And so this gives you the freedom to actually create what you actually desire, what your heart desires, what's important to you as this beautiful spiritual being who has come to live in the physical world to learn the lessons that you've come here to learn. This brings you clarity about what is actually important. so then you can take the steps to achieving what's important, not what you've been taught is important, but what you know is important. This is all about opening more and more to accepting and trusting and following through with that spiritual guidance and knowing that this is you. This is the creator in you, and you are creating. And that's what you're here to do. And so it's expanding and decompressing, all of that other stuff, which is not important, and you really don't need to worry about it or be concerned about it, because you know the truth of who you are. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
Feel better. There's just one last aspect to this, because there was a comment about on how I'm settling and how like my partner should be my equal, and like on how I guess this guy was not or something. And although I've tried not to berate myself about that, you know, like, oh, why are you settling again? Or, you know, why are you choosing a partner who's not all you want to be him to be, and things like that. And I just sort of would like that erased from my brain, because I've just been opening up more. And I just think that, I don't know, it's just like a hurtful thought. And I do believe that like people come into your life for a reason. I mean, I don't want to be like mad at myself that it's like, oh, you're settling again. And I think that he actually has like a lot of like lovely qualities that I really like. And I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just sort of, you know, you get readings, and they're reflecting, I guess, your like internal state, you know, what you're thinking about anyway. So I was already sort of dealing with that, but it just has, it's sort of like, I think it's like working against me, because it just made me feel like worse. Like, what did I do wrong? And it's like, I don't think you did anything wrong. I think that there's a lot of wonderful things that this guy's bringing to you. I don't know. I mean, do you think that I'm settling here? Like, is there something that, like, run as fast as you can because you were settling again, and, like, don't make that mistake, and, like, you should know by now. And
okay, it doesn't feel like you are settling. It actually feels like this is a part of your growth. This is someone who's come into your life and really has come to make a difference in who you are allowing yourself to be. Okay, so let's see how we're gonna let this go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for allowing spirit to release all of the frustration and anxiety that has come up around the word settling? All of the things that you've been taught about settling for less, and you can't settle for less, and if you settle for less, then you so you must always try to get the highest that you can possibly get, which means that you are, in a lot of cases, inviting judgment into your life, because in order to decide if someone is less, you have to decide that you are more, and you are all equal. So it's not actually possible to have someone who is less. You can have someone who is at a different stage in their development, in their path of life, but that does not make them less. That just means that they're not exactly where you are. And there's nothing wrong with that, because frankly, nobody's exactly where you are. So this divine infinity healing is going throughout you and taking the pressure off you and the pressure that you might put on other people about determining, about judging where they are, what level they're at, what level you're at, what level the next person is at. The whole need to make sure that you're moving to higher and higher levels. It's taking all of the judgment out of that. So that you can just meet someone and discern whether or not they feel right for you. And if they don't, it's no big deal. If they do, it's still no big deal. It's just a matter of noticing what your heart is telling you instead of going into your brain, which is analyzing and deciding, okay, well, we noticed that one of his socks is the wrong color, so he's obviously not a good person. Don't talk to that one. Go over there to that one. He's got socks that match. And that seems very trivial, but that's what our brains do when we are in judgment. So this divine infinity healing is taking you out of judgment. It's releasing all of that judgment. That judgment about him, judgment about you, the judgment about anybody. Whenever you are in judgment, there's a lot of emotion attached. That's why it's important to discern. Discern doesn't have all that emotion. You don't need all of that emotion. Because a lot of times that emotion is not actually your emotion anyway. So this divine infinity healing is detaching you. All of that judgment, all of that emotion, all of that right and wrong, all of that some people are left, some people are not. All of that is being detached. And it's saying the bigger than the universe, and you have your heart open. The love, to the unconditional love that you are, to the unconditional love that accepts everything, to the unconditional love that knows there's absolutely nothing wrong with deciding that you want to have a personal relationship with somebody, or that you do want to have a personal relationship with somebody, because life is unconditional, you are unconditional, love is unconditional. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay.
Feel much better. Thank you. I feel much better. I'm good. I got my top off, my refill, my adjustment. I feel much better.
Good.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Oh, your energy feels so much better.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Wow, that was a rough week.
But you learned a lot, and you've let go of a lot, so things are moving ahead, and your life is getting better.
Both things I like hearing. My life is moving ahead and my life is getting better. Thank you, Barbara. I
You're
love those
welcome.
Words. Oh, much
and
better.
You know
Thank
that
you
it's
so
true.
Much.
You're
it is true, here. But now I feel like more grounded in it. Oh, thank God. Thank you so much. Like a miracle worker over there. Fantastic, Barbara. There's some good gifts over there.
Well, I'm just glad I get to share them. Now go do something fun. And if that means going out with him, go out with him. Have some fun.
Hi. Thank you so much again. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm good. Have a good day.
Oh, good.
A wonderful day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 805. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. Hello, how are you?
Okay, say your name one more time.
Donna.
Donna. Okay. Hi, Donna. What can I do for you today?
I wanted to know what you were picking up about my love life. I'd like to be in a relationship with a man, and even a marriage, I think, down the line. something. Yeah, commitment. But I wanted to know what you were picking up on.
Is there a particular man you've got your eye on?
No.
Interesting. The real guy is somebody that you know that you would be interested in.
Huh.
That's just the way, that's just the feeling that I get.
Oh. Okay. There have been some men that I've been attracted to that I've seen in my town, but you know, I've never seen them twice, so.
So when you see these men that you are attracted to, are you talking to them?
No, because the one I was passing on the beach, he was walking one way and I was walking the other. And then another one, I was in McDonald's and he kept looking at me and he was looking to see if I had a ring on, and I didn't start a conversation. I just kind of clammed up.
Why?
I don't know. I guess because I've been alone now for a while and I don't know.
So you're asking the universe to provide you with someone that you can connect with and have a wonderful life with. And apparently the universe is showing you these people, and you're not connecting. You're not talking. You're holding yourself back. Okay, what are you afraid of when it comes to relationships? Are you there?
Oh, I didn't know you were asking me a question. Oh, I thought you were asked or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It just, I mean, that's just how it was. You know, maybe, yeah. That's how I was feeling on those particular days. But the one on the beach I couldn't have met anyways because he was walking and I was walking. It was kind of like he said hello, but, I mean, what do you do? Stop. Don't walk. No, can't.
Yeah, so, if that's what you need to do.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I can do that.
Okay, so why do you think you're so undesirable?
Huh?
Why do you think you are so undesirable?
No, I don't think I'm undesirable. I just don't. Maybe I'm just not flirting as much or something. Yeah. To meet someone. You have to flirt a little bit and stuff.
And what's wrong with flirting?
No, it's fine, but it was very hard. I couldn't flirt with the guy on the beach. It was kind of impossible. You know, he was walking fast. I was walking fast. Yeah, so that couldn't happen. The one in McDonald's, I could have said something. Like, gee, Happy New Year or something. I could have opened up the conversation or, yeah. But I didn't, but he didn't either, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm being told that you are being given opportunities to actually step into what you say you want.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'll stay more aware then. Yeah.
Yeah, and realize that if you meet someone and you find them attractive, you can have a conversation with them. You are not getting married in that moment, you know. It's not like
right.
They're saying, here I am, go ahead, plant your seed, we'll have some kids, you know. You are just meeting them. You are just having a conversation with them. You are just allowing yourself to be known. And there's something about that makes you nervous. So let's do a little clearing work around that. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing the fears that you have about being known, about someone actually getting to know you, about someone seeing you and finding that you're this incredible, wonderful, witty, and beautiful woman that they might want to just spend the rest of their lives with? There's a part of you that's afraid of that, and so we're having the divine infinity healing energy go throughout you and find all of that fear about really connecting, and it's all being expanded and decompressed and made a trillion times bigger than the universe, because you are wonderful, and anyone who decides that they want to get to know you is going to be so happy that they did it. you have so much to offer in a relationship, and you just have no idea how amazing you are. So this divine infinity healing is clearing out all of those beliefs that keep you from seeing the truth of you. It keeps you from absolutely and completely loving yourself and being okay with meeting someone who is going to adore you and realize what a catch you are. So this divine infinity healing energy is clearing up all of that negativity that you have about you and the possibilities of a relationship in your life, so that you are standing in your beauty and your glory and you are seen. And you have the courage to talk to those attractive people that you meet and know that it's no big deal. It's just fun. It's okay to have fun. And if you're willing to accept it, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does it feel now?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good. I feel, yeah, that, yeah, I just need to, yeah, have more fun and talk to people and, yeah, definitely. I feel good.
Wonderful. You get out there and you talk to people and have fun. And even if it's a man walking the other way on the beach, if you want to talk to him, talk to him. And if he says,
yeah,
I can't talk to you right now, I'm busy, then you say, okay, well, have a great day, and let him go. But you at least open the door.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be so shy.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you don't have any reason to be shy. You're wonderful.
Yes, thank you. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara Grace. I appreciate that.
Well, you are welcome, Donna. And you're going to have to let me know when you have all of those incredible men in your life. Yeah?
I will. Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 561. Hi, who's this? Area code 561. Area code 561. If you're talking, I can't hear you. So if you've muted your phone, you need to unmute it. Area code 561. Last call.
Hello, hi.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, Barbara. It's
Lena.
Oh, Lena.
Hi,
how are you? I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So what's going on in your life?
Well, I started a job, Barbara, about, a month ago. And I'm not really feeling it here, but I really need health insurance. I need to get to a doctor, and I don't have insurance. I'm not eligible for insurance until, like, I think April 1st and then May 1st for my dental. So I really wanted to go to get my checkups, and then I was going to start looking for another job. So I know that sounds terrible, but I'm sure I'm not the first person to do this.
Well, don't judge yourself. You're doing what you think needs to be done for you to have the insurance and the things that you need in your life. So
yeah, it's not really, I don't know. I don't feel like I resonate here. They're not really giving me a whole bunch of work. You know, I'm used to more responsibility. You know, I bring a lot to an employer. and I have a lot to offer, and I'm not being utilized to my capability. But, you know, I do need a job, and so I have to really, you know, just bide my time. So, you know, I have a while to go before I get these insurance in place. So I'm just, you know, I'm trying to deal with it on a daily basis and just focus on the good and not really on what that, you know, that I'm not really
so
feeling it here.
Is there some place that you can go after work where you can do volunteer work that will utilize your capabilities, that will give you the satisfaction that you're not getting?
I don't know. I mean, I work 9 to 5, and most of the, you know, I always do volunteer work. I do with my church. I've worked at hospice, so I've done many volunteer work with in my community. So yeah, maybe I should go ahead and go do something like that again, because it did help me. I still help out my church when I can, when they call me. So I mean, I'm still involved with many community activities, but it does help me. But I'm just not, I'm afraid to say anything to them, because, you know, they're not going to give me a different job. This is what they have. And there is a woman that's leaving on, you know, she's going to be cutting her hours down. So I might be able to pick up some extra work there, but I'm just like, well, why should I work extra harder for less for the same amount of money? You know, I mean, they're not probably going to give me a raise, at least until the end of the year. I mean, you know, so I don't know. I have to sit down with my boss in another month. So I'm just like, there's some, you know, I don't want to say too much, because I don't want to get fired, and I don't want them to come back and say, well, you know, this is the job and this is all we have available, so you knew it when you took it. So I wanted to see, do you think maybe this position might get better for me, or maybe they might move me in another aspect of the company? But I'm not really even feeling I like these bosses.
Well, what I'm hearing is that it's important that you, okay, first of all, they're suggesting that, you know, you do the volunteer work, you find some major project that somebody has going on, and you be involved in actually completing that, because completing projects is, and organizing is something that you really resonate with. As far as your boss, it's important to actually let them know that, first of all, you know, you're perfectly fine with your job, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with the job. So that's one of the ways that you need to present that you're fine with the job, there's nothing wrong with the job, but you could do more, that they could utilize you. Let's say you saw something in the office that isn't getting done, and you could say, and you could utilize me to do this. I'm willing to take on this responsibility. I have the time for it. I can do what I'm doing now and take this on. And would you guys be okay if I did that? That way you're just saying, okay, everything is absolutely fine. The job is great. You know, no problems at all. But I could do a little bit more if you wanted to have a little bit more done. That way you're just making an offer. You're not sitting there and telling them, well, I really hate this job, because you're not giving me anything to do. You've got to give me something to do. That brings up a whole different kind of emotion, and that's not really where you want to go with it. You want to give them an opening for letting you do more, because you want to do more. And as you are doing that and showing that, you know, you are a team player and you're there to help out with the company, and, you know, they can depend on you, then it's natural for them to start, you know, giving you promotions and paying you more and all of that. That's a natural part of the flow.
Yeah.
So you don't
I think
really
my boss,
have to worry about that. Oh, go
I
ahead.
Think my boss, I might be reading her wrong, but, you know, I've offered to help her organize because she's got papers all over the place. She's very unorganized, and I don't know if she took it the wrong way that I said that, but I thought I was really good at organizing and I could help her, you know, organize the paperwork. But she just, I don't know if she thinks it's a joke or what, but I don't know, when people see your desk like that, that gets such a bad, it looks like that, you know, your whole, you know, but
yeah,
they have plenty
I think
of
you
work
should pick something,
me.
You should pick something less personal. Because that is showing that there's something wrong with her, and that's not what you want to do. People who are disorganized, in your opinion, you know, who have papers scattered everywhere, are actually organized in their own way. It's just the way
yeah.
that you don't recognize, because to you, it looks like a mess. To them, this is comfortable. So don't offer to, you know, come behind her and fix her stuff. Find something that's not hers, that's not a reflection of her, that you just see around the office that could use a little attention because it's not getting any. That way
yeah.
she's not taking it personally.
Yeah.
Because if you
yeah,
make it personal, then they become defensive. And defensive
yeah.
people are not open. So you don't want to do that.
No, I stayed back now. I mean, I offered, you know, and, you know, I mean, between her and her daughter, because her daughter is, I mean, the job is really different than what I thought I would be doing, to be honest. But like I said, I need a job, so I can't be so picky. They're not paying me such bad money to really, for the work that I'm doing. So it's like, I don't want to take on a whole lot of extra work and then, feel like, oh my God, I'm not getting compensated for it because I probably won't get a raise to the end of the year. So I have to sit down with her in another month because I think that they give you a 2 month review. I don't think it's a raise, but I think it's a 2 month review because that's what my paperwork said. And I think at that point, she might be able to see how valuable, you know, I am to her. And I could say to her at that point, you know, I can be utilized much more than I am being, you know, so I'm just, I have to be careful because I don't want to get fired.
Well, no, you want to present everything in a way that's not confrontational, that's merely
yep.
an opening, a suggestion.
But see, she and her daughter managed the department, and they seem very, like they don't like to delegate, you know, almost like job security. Because she's even said a few things to me like, oh, job security. So I'm taking it that, you know, that's why she can't delegate more work to me because she feels like, you know, job security. And so that's her own security problem. But I don't know why she hired me, to be honest.
Well, you know, get that work out in the volunteer community so that you can do the things that you need to do so that you can feel comfortable with you and what you're contributing in life. And you remember that she uses the words job security, so make sure that you use the words job security when you're looking at something that she might be able to add to your job. You can say, you know, that'll bring me more job security because it'll resonate with that. They're showing you that it's important for you to actually relax. And that's part of why you got this job. It's so that you can learn to just relax, to just be.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to be busy every single moment, that you don't have to fix every problem that you see because you tend to be a fixer. And they want you to stop thinking that you have to be the fixer because you don't. There's absolutely
yeah.
nothing wrong. So you don't need to fix it. And it's okay for you to just breathe and just be.
Yeah, maybe that's what this
uh-huh.
year is about. Yeah, because
yeah.
I came from jobs where I was, you know, my last job, I was running the whole show. I mean, it was, and it's funny because
yeah.
I had so much more responsibility and I made less money.
Yeah. But see, you're learning to value yourself, so you're making more money, which is good because that's what you wanted. And you're also having more freedom.
Yeah.
And you have to get used to having more freedom.
Yeah, I always do well with a lot of freedom in a job, but I don't like to be micromanaged either, so I'm just, I don't know. I tend to get very bored very fast, and then I just jump ship instead of giving a job opportunity, time to revolve. And so I know this has been a pattern of mine my whole life.
And you're breaking that pattern now, so this is an important part of breaking that pattern.
Yeah, because I know I can't quit because I need the money so I can get my own place. So I'm saving right now. So this is like, this is almost like, you know, teaching me a hard knocks lesson to, you know, slow down, cooperate, and save and see where it goes.
Yeah. And you are making progress, and you know it, you know. Because
I do
before,
feel it.
Like you said, you would have quit weeks ago. You would have said,
"Oh my
not for
God,
me."
Yeah.
But
oh, definitely.
You let go of a lot of that stress you were putting on yourself. So stick with it and keep allowing yourself to just develop, because that's what you're doing. And you're learning to just be. So,
you think
you know,
I might get a read out of them, Baba?
I think that in time, yes. But for now, you are just, you know, you're retiring your superwoman cape. So it's okay to just be a person.
But even when I find I'm in subordinate roles, Barbara, I'm almost like people have just like, I don't think it's afraid, but I think it's like, feel intimidated by me. And I don't know why. I don't give off an arrogancy. I do it. You know what I mean? I don't know why that always happens where people feel intimidated by me.
You have a certain strength that people can feel.
Yeah.
And people who don't have that strength would feel intimidated. But that's their intimidation. That's not yours. And it's not like you're, you know, intentionally projecting that energy at them. Of course, if you are intentionally projecting that energy at them, you need to stop.
No, I'm not. I'm just very, I know what I'm doing. You know, of course I got to learn the way the place operates and stuff like that. But I've done this type of work for many, many years. And you know, it's really hard for me to swallow my pride when I know things could probably be done differently and maybe more efficiently, that somebody doesn't want to even have my advice or have any kind of input. So that's what really hurts me when I get into a place where I can't voice my opinion and say, hey, why don't we do it this way? We can cut some time, do this, do that. But I don't have that type of boss here. She's so wrapped up in job security that she feels that she wants the owners to think she's indispensable. So,
well, that's her thing, and that's what she's going through, and you're going to let go. So just focus on your stuff, on what it is you are changing about you and your life, and let her do whatever it is she needs to do. But you take care of you. So find that volunteer work that allows you to use your organizational skills the way that you feel that you want to use them, and it allows you to create something with the community, which is a wonderful feeling. And when you're at work, you just do your job.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 111. Okay, let me see if I can get this to work. All right, area code 111.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Are you
still
welcome.
Online?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I was just hoping.
So what's going on in your life?
Well, I'm actually calling for regarding a sister of mine, and if you could give me some insight with the angels. My sister was in a nursing home, and I had helped her get into a nursing home over 8 years ago. And she's got some mental disabilities, and they couldn't house her anymore after 8 years because of her attitude and her behavior. And so now she's in a behavioral health facility, and they're trying to find another nursing home for her. They had found one, but they had given the bed to someone else who took precedence over her. And so I'm just wondering if the angels could let me know if she's going to have a home to go to, if there's going to be another nursing home. She needs a nursing home facility.
Okay. So I am actually getting that she will find a place. So that's not something that you really need to be worried about, because if you're worrying about it, you're actually keeping it from happening anyway.
So,
but there's something going on with they refuse to give me dates and times and things like that. That's just, I don't even ask those questions anymore.
okay,
but there's
I
something
understand.
Going on with you that you are not, you're not paying attention to you. Why are you not paying attention to you?
Well, I am now. In the past, I would have, been over there every day visiting her, but now I've distanced myself. But I'm still worried about her. I mean, she needs to have a place
mm-hmm.
to go. But I am in the process of fixing, my home and doing things that I need to do for myself.
Okay.
And I'm starting to cut the cord.
Let's do a little bit of clearing to get that cord completely snipped, because you really don't need that worry. And it feels very heavy on you. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like a divine infinity healing, or letting go of the belief that you are responsible for taking care of your sister, that you have to make sure everything is done, that it's up to you to make sure that her life is okay, that it's up to you to do everything for her, that it's all up to you. You've taken on this huge amount of weight that is not yours. So this divine infinity healing is going to find all of those beliefs within you that say that you are the one who is responsible. You must do it. She is more important than you. Her life is more important than your life. You can deal with your life on the side, but you need to make sure that hers is right. And she is more important. And none of that is true. And it is all being expanded and decompressed. And that weight is being lifted off of your shoulders, because she also has the Creator within her. And God is watching over her. And God is doing everything that is right for her. And you don't need to do it. So this is cutting the cord of everything other than unconditional love that you feel for your sister. And it's giving you the space to deal with your own state that you desire, to love yourself, and to be at peace with whatever happens with her. To know that it is not your fault. It is not your responsibility. You do not need to take that on. And if you are willing to accept this change, say yes.
Yes. I was having a little hard time following you, hearing you. There's a little bit of vibration, but I do accept that.
Okay.
Yes,
take
I need
three
to
nice deep breaths.
Okay.
Oh, that seems much better. How do you feel?
I feel better. I'm facing the sun.
Good.
The warmth of the sun.
So your guidance wants you to know that it is important that you enjoy your life.
Okay.
And they say that should be your number one concern.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that you have to stop loving your sister, because they're not asking you to stop loving her. They're just asking you to stop taking her crap on. Let her keep her own crap.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Good. Wonderful. And they are showing that everything's going to work out fine for her, and you really don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
So do the things that you enjoy for your own life.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely am starting to do that. I've distanced myself from certain members of my family that brought depression onto me, so I'm not going there anymore.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, keep developing the joy that's in your own life, and it's really amazing how wonderful life can be, and it just keeps getting better and better and better, so it's time for you to start experiencing that.
Yes, it's my time. Yeah, I spend a lot of time helping her, and I just need to, you know, I want to cut that cord, but after
no,
this...
No, we did cut that cord, so that cord is cut,
yes,
unless you bring it back.
Yes, that is true.
So you, the focus of your life. See, the ringing bells,
that
to consolidate it.
Oh, good. Okay, so the angels are on it. She's going, they're going to have a place for her, and I can just move on.
Exactly.
Anything else you see about her, the success of this placement that I need to know?
No. They said don't worry about her. Let her go.
Okay.
So that's anytime you start thinking about her and what she needs, then tell yourself, I am not responsible for her. And let it go. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you may have to say that out loud 60 million times before you actually listen to it. But do it, because that's important. You are not responsible for her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
I feel that the karma is over. So. Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling.
And you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Catherine, what can I do for you today?
I was wondering for a healing about... I kind of block my emotions about, like, feeling excited about things. You know, you're talking about joy and enjoying your life, and sometimes I'll have a plan or an idea, and I don't really let it feel, you know, like, to the real excited about it, because there's a little thing in the back, like, oh, this won't happen, or it won't work out, or I don't let myself get excited all the way.
Because you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop, huh?
Right, that kind of feeling, yeah.
Okay. Let's see how they want to deal with it. All right, so would you like the Divine Infinity Healing for letting go of all of those energies, those attachments, those words, all the verbiage that you received in your life that say it's not safe for you to actually enjoy your life because something bad is going to happen. You see it over and over and over again. If I were to describe a movie where this happy family is driving down the road and it's the holiday season, and you're probably wondering when they're going to run into that tree because that's what usually happens in those movies when people are happy. And so they teach us that happiness is temporary. Happiness always brings something negative. And so all of those beliefs in you are now being cleared out, expanded, decompressed, made a trillion times bigger than the universe. Because that's not actually true. It is okay for you to be happy and for you to be happier and for you to be happier and for the happiness to just grow and to have more and more joy in your life. And there is no limit to the amount of joy that you can have. And there is no other shoe that needs to drop. You can just be happy. So this Divine Infinity Healing Energy is clearing out all the clutter that you had attached to you all through your life about happiness. And you know now that it is safe to be happy. And if you're ready to accept that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. How does that feel?
It feels good, but it's still, I feel like a lump in my throat. You know, I'm not sure. There's still like, now there's sadness or something. I don't know if that came up.
Okay. Let me see what they're showing me about that. Okay, I'm actually seeing an image of a little girl who doesn't want you to let go. She's actually upset about you letting go. Okay, so would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for giving the little girl within you who's afraid to be happy, for whatever reason she's afraid to be happy, permission to be happy, for actually allowing her to see that it's okay. It's okay to talk about being happy, to feel happiness, to laugh, to sing, to do whatever brings you joy, to open up to that happiness. And all of those restraints and restrictions and teachings that she had about why you can't be happy and all of the proof that something bad has to happen, all of that is now being expanded and decompressed and made in the universe. This isn't true. You are no longer that little girl. You are a grown woman. You are making your own choices. You are creating your own life. And while you appreciate the fact that she's been there and doing what she thought was best for you, that doesn't mean that she has to stay there. So she's being escorted away by a beautiful team of angels so that she can go and learn how to play and be happy. And you are being given the freedom to make your own choices right now and to not be tied to anything from the past, because nobody else defines who you are. A bunch of stuff about what if you are willing to accept all of these changes in your life and say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Yeah, can you feel a difference with that one? That one, I feel that.
There's stuff
Thank
still
you.
Going out of your head, too, with that one.
Yeah.
Okay, how does the throat feel?
You know, your sound today is kind of muffled. I can't really hear that clear.
Okay. How does your throat feel?
Oh, my throat, yes, thank you. Yeah, that lump is gone, and that kind of sad feeling is gone.
Wonderful.
So that, yeah, that got to the heart of that. Thank you.
I wonder why I'm muffled today. Oh, I never know. Okay. So when you think about your life now and you think about enjoying your life, how does that feel?
I can see the possibilities. I can see it like a sunrise.
That is wonderful. Okay. So there's actually a group of angels right now that are filling you with joy.
Oh, good. Nice.
I need a lift up. Yeah. And Archangel Michael is pouring this huge champagne glass of bubbles into you, too. So.
I like that image.
Oh. All right. I'm giving a thumbs up. You are now filled with joy and bubbles.
Oh.
So. You know, enjoy your day and then you get to decide whether or not you want to feel like that again. Okay?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a helpful image. I'll bring that image up again. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
You're
all right.
So
thank you for the show.
Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. I don't know what this computer is doing. All right, it's finished. So that's our show for today. Thanks to everyone who called in, and I send all of you lots and lots of love and light. I will be here Friday with DC Love, and I'll actually be on a summit call this evening at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, and it's called The Greatest You. So feel free to join me on there, and you can go to my Facebook page and register for the summit and get the call information. All right, everyone, have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye-bye.